Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Path Yorkshire's Pathcast series. In today's episode, we are being joined by Tamsin Cook, co-artistic director of Mafwa Theatre in Leeds. Mafwa Theatre are a community theatre company working with artists and theatre makers from migrant backgrounds to develop and share their practice. They run creative workshops for women to have fun, make new friends, and learn new skills. Tamsin, welcome to today's episode, and thank you for taking time out to talk about the awesome work that you're doing by running Mafwa Theatre.
Thank you for having me.
When you hear the word theatre, you think about an auditorium, a stage, nice red velvet seats and drapes. But Mafwa Theatre is a different kind of theatre, helping people who are seeking asylum, refugees or settled communities to come together in Leeds. Could you tell us a little bit about how you've incorporated theatre to bring people together?
Yeah, so you're right. It's a bit of a different kind of theatre setup to what you might imagine as kind of traditional theatre might be. So we are a community theatre company and we work in Lincoln Green in Leeds. So we work, as you've said, with women who are sanctuary seekers, so who've been through the asylum process, but also with women throughout Leeds, so members of the settled communities in Leeds. So lots of different women, but we have a specialism in working with women who've been through the asylum process. So Mafwa came about in 2018 when Kez and I met. We were doing a master's at the University of Leeds in international development and theatre, which is a bit of a strange master's, but it worked. And we both knew that we wanted to work in this area and with women who are sanctuary seekers. And that's for kind of two reasons, really. So my colleague Kezia, who's also the co-artistic director of Mafwa, she has quite a few years of experience working in the frontline refugee support services, both in Marseille and in the UK. And I have come from a freelance kind of career from years of working with lots of different community groups to create theatre. So one of my actual first experience working in community theatre was with a group of women refugees in Manchester. So it's something that I wanted to return to, and it seemed like the perfect fit, really. So Kezia and I got together and we started to run sessions down at Leeds Refugee Forum, and we were doing that for about a year, and then just for women who were who'd been through the asylum process. And then we started to evaluate and to see what was working well within the group, and the reasons why people were coming is that they wanted to have fun, feel more part of the community, and to practice their English in a safe space. And so we put it to the group that we might open it up to members of the local settled communities, and they said yes. And so we have opened up to all women throughout Leeds since, I think, like early 2019, and things have kind of gone from strength to strength from there. And when we were talking about theatre, we've ended up working as a bit of a kind of multi-arts organisation. So we do create performance together, but we also we get artists of different specialisms in to create kind of photography or textile printing, screen printing. We've created soundscapes and sound walks, and we've done music together and singing, and it's all very led by the themes that we're talking about and also the women who are in the group and their interests. And so we definitely work in a very way that is led by the people in the room at the time.
It sounds like such a positive and a colourful and a fun place to be in. I've spoken to some members of Mafwa Theatre and they say they go along because they like the people in the group. It's a place where they can interact and share things that they're going through. One person I spoke to and said, I like going there because we're part of a big family. We've gone through some difficult experiences. We've left friends, we've left family members behind. But it's a real sense of community when we come to Mafwa. And they really look forward to taking part and coming every week and taking part in the various activities. So when Mafwa Theatre came about, did they find it difficult to understand how theatre is going to be involved in helping people?
Yeah, I think that some people come along still now and don't really know what to expect, and that's okay. We do something different every week. I think that some people come and it takes a while for them to feel confident to get involved, but we're really quite gentle in our approach. So people can watch and observe other more confident members of the group until they feel like they're able to get involved. I think that a lot of people come not for kind of help in a way, but just to do something a bit different and to find out something about themselves and to feel that sense of fun and that sense of community. So sometimes I think people probably do just come for the refreshments, and we offer a bus pass as well. So I think sometimes people do come for that and then end up having a great time and coming back every week because they want to, rather than just for the, you know, the fact that they can get some food and some and a bus pass. So I think that shows that we're doing a good job, hopefully.
Providing people with a place to come so they don't feel isolated, where they can meet others, create wonderful art pieces, especially when you mentioned you do textile projects and artwork. Do you come across people who bring their skills, things that they've learned through their education, things that they've learned through jobs, and they come and bring that and share that with other people there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's just starting to happen now. Women are feeling more and more comfortable to share within the group. We have managed to work with some fantastic artists who are refugees themselves. Especially this year, we worked on a project called Sit With Us, which was an installation that we created for Refugee Week. And we worked with women who are now professional artists and are also refugees. So I think that was really lovely for the women to be able to see that their art can become something that they can make a living from, which I think is always really important. Yeah, that was an installation that we made. But the next project that we're doing is actually all about growing. So the next project is called Lincoln Greening. We are taking over a community space and making, hopefully, a beautiful garden, working with Hyde Park Source and the plant room. So there's somebody who's created gardens for the Chelsea Flower Show. So we are working with the council and housing to try and get all these plans approved and get funding in, and we're going to be doing a series of workshops about growing. So we have been doing a few already, and we found out who the keen gardeners are in the group and the kind of things that they can grow and that they've grown in their home countries and that they've grown here, and there'll definitely be some skill sharing, I think, in the next project. That's from January.
What a wonderful place Mafwa seems to be. And from speaking to you, reading about Mafwa and speaking to your members, you really do have a universal approach. Everybody is welcome. Everybody's invited to become a member, and every member's experience is valued. You break down barriers by identifying and working out how to overcome barriers that can stop people from engaging in the arts. And you use arts to amplify migrant voices, which is great to hear.
We hope so. So with that as well, we have actually two strands. So we've got a weekly workshop, which is open to anyone every Friday. But part of the amplifying of migrant voices, we also are doing an associate artist program at the moment. So we're working with six women to develop their artistic practice. And we have an event on at the beginning, I think the 2nd of December, which we'll be launching soon. We'll be sharing with everyone soon, but you'll get the sneaky peek here, the exclusive. So we will be sharing the culmination of kind of a year's work for the associate artists, and many of them are using the opportunity for, so we've commissioned them. So we've said you can do whatever you want, and many of them are using the opportunity to speak about a woman's journey, a migration journey, and different experiences of migration journeys for women, to really speak out about the various issues that people encounter. So, really having their voices at the forefront of that event.
So if somebody would like more information about this, could you share a website or your social media?
Definitely. So we are on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and we're /MathWithTheatre, I believe, or at MathWithTheatre for Instagram and Twitter. And we are www.mathwiththeatre.co.uk. And if you add sign-up, then you'll find the Kula Henna Drama sign-up form. If you want to come to a session on a Friday, then do sign up using that form. We'll be in touch, we'll give you more information. And we also have a creche available now at Patrick Studios, which is where the sessions take place, in Lincoln Green, which is just behind kind of Leeds Playhouse. So it's quite city centre, walkable from the bus station. And we have creche workers, for the little ones, and we also have a woman from Leeds Mental Wellbeing Service who comes most weeks, and she supports women with their mental wellbeing as well, if needed. So she's on hand as well.
Tamsin, that sounds absolutely wonderful, and all of the stuff that you're putting out there for ladies to come and join in, to be creative, to help them with their isolation, with their mental health wellbeing, I'm sure it's deeply appreciated by them all. I would like to thank you for taking time out and coming to share a little bit about Math with Theatre.
Thank you. Well, the next plan is for a men's group, so keep your eyes out.
And that was Tamsin Cook telling us about all of the awesome work Math with Theatre are doing to bring refugees, asylum seekers and settled communities together for a more welcoming Leeds. If you'd like to get involved, you can email Tamsin on Math with Theatre, which is spelt MAFWATHEATRE @gmail.com. We'll be back next month with another podcast filled with lots of useful information to help you become the person you aspire to be. Thank you for listening.